Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it. Hello and welcome back. This is Consider This Northumberland, and I'm your host, Robert Washburn, and you're listening to Northumberland 89.7 FM. A recent study found nearly one-third of Canadians say they expect the holidays this year to be more stressful than fun. That is up from last year. The cost of Christmas presents, food, entertaining, and travel are up. The average Canadian is expected to spend $975 this year for the holidays. That figure is also up. Then there are the family gatherings, the social events, and the expectations. How do you tell a child Santa may not bring a requested gift? Sean Senecal, Interim Director of Mental Health Services at Northumberland Hills Hospital, discusses these pressures and more. He provides some thoughtful strategies, plus some good professional advice. Have a listen and see if any of his ideas are helpful to you. I am so glad to welcome to Consider This Northumberland, Sean Senecal, Interim Director of Mental Health Services at Northumberland Hills Hospital. Welcome to Consider This Northumberland.
Thank you.
Christmas is always a stressful time of year for many people. I was surprised to learn that a study done recently found that 31% of Canadians said they expect the holidays to be more stressful than fun. And that's gone up by 4 points over last year. Does that surprise you?
No, it doesn't surprise me at all. I mean, the stress and the pressures that surrounds this time of year is always quite high. It doesn't surprise me that it's gone up at all. We have to make sure we take care of ourselves during this holiday season, and that could be done by, you know, with various ways.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that. What are some of the triggers that add to the stresses and strains around the holidays?
Well, I think today, I mean, you know, we have to think about the financial burden as well. I mean, we're pressured a lot of times to, you know, perhaps buy that perfect special gift or to spend a large amount of money, when in fact that shouldn't be the case. You know, things are expensive. We just need to, you know, spend within our means. Don't overspend, because that creates stress and so on and so forth. But, you know, what's important is, you know, if we're giving, just to, you know, make it meaningful, spend time with family and friends, because that's essentially what the holiday season's all about. It's not so much about spending the money, buying the gifts, but if you do, just spend within your means, not to add that increased pressure, because we all know what January brings. That's when we all have to pay off our bills.
When people start to feel these stresses coming upon them, how would you recommend dealing with it?
Just maintaining a regular routine. Don't deviate from the norm. You know, I would recommend still, you know, waking up in the morning, doing your regular routine, getting outside, getting some exercise, still talking with friends and family. Not deviating from it too much.
I'd like to come back to some of that in a little bit, but before we do that, some people may have heard of the term holiday burnout. What is that exactly?
That's a good point. I'm not sure exactly what people are referring to, but it could be, as I mentioned, or just all of the pressures and stuff that people may experience during this time with hurrying up to make sure things are completed before the holiday season's finished, to ensure, you know, family gatherings and plans are arranged, to make sure everyone's happy. You know, no one wants to see anyone do without. So it's just ensuring, I see, you know, like myself, I have to make sure, you know, my job this year is to do the turkey. So I have to make sure I have the food and, get all the fixings ready. So it's all, I think people put added stress on themselves to ensure things are done well and everyone's happy around them, when sometimes they forget to really take care of themselves. So after the holidays are finished, a lot of times people do feel that, relief, perhaps from stress. I've heard the saying oftentimes people are so happy to see the holidays arrive and so happy to see them go. I love the holidays. I love gathering with friends and family. I love ensuring people are happy and satisfied and not without. It does bring me joy, but for me, it's not so much about the giving, the spending. It's about the time with your loved ones. And so I think people need to really focus on that, focus on the self-care, a regular sleep pattern, and ensuring that the stress doesn't get to a level where it's too much.
It sounds a lot like you're talking about managing expectations. And while that's easy to say, guilt and shame are often powerful emotions that people can feel, and they may feel that they don't have a choice. You know, it's almost like if I don't cook great Aunt Mabel's sweet potato pie, it'll break a 63-year tradition. How do we manage that?
I think, we just do it, we manage one day at a time. Not to see the big picture, not to put these great expectations on us because I'll never make a dinner like my mom used to. I'll just do the best that I can with what I've got. And, as I've heard so many times before, you can achieve the great goal, but one bite at a time. One little bit at a time. We often hear, how do you eat an elephant? And an elephant, well, you eat an elephant because it's so large, you eat an elephant one bite at a time. You go slowly, you take your time, you do one little bit rather than trying to eat the whole thing. So it's something we often, I hear, just slow and steady, essentially.
What role do you think media and social media and the internet play in raising our expectations around Christmas and, the consumerism that envelops us at this time of year? How do those things play a role?
I think it's hard really to insulate ourselves from all of that, if I'm being honest. It's everywhere. You mentioned consumerism, and that's the expectations they put on us as consumers. Are high, are great. Family, children, whomever, think gifts are expensive. Things are expensive. And the marketing that's being put out there, they're marketing the most expensive things. And it's almost, people are feeling a sense of guilt perhaps when they can't afford the stuff that is being marketed. And so, the pressure for the media, the social media and the consumerism is very high. Some people feel they can't live up to the pressures, can't live up to those expectations. My only advice is, live within your means, do what you can. It's not about how much or how big. It's the thought behind the gesture.
I think the thing is true also for social media. I mean, we go on and we watch the reels and the videos and the TikTok, and we see all the perfect turkey coming out of the oven and onto the perfect table. Yes. And those images, what can we do to insulate ourselves a little bit from those kinds of pressures where we see idealized situations?
Just do the best you can. I mean, those, you're going to see the perfect, Martha Stewart turkeys, their dinners. We can't always set the goal to live up to other people's expectations. We should live within our own expectations, set realistic goals for something that we can achieve. Don't take on too much. There's enough pressure, enough stress around the holidays. Taking on too much is an added stress or pressure that one perhaps doesn't need at this time of year.
You talked earlier about the external pressures that we're facing around us, rising costs, tariffs, gas prices. And as you've alluded to a number of times now, Christmas has become very, very expensive. What are some strategies for dealing with expectations around gift giving, especially when it comes to children?
Well, you know, it's, you know, I said it a bit earlier as well. It's the thought that counts. You know, if you can give a gift that's within your means with a lot of thought behind it, it shouldn't matter how much the gift costs. It's, you know, how to avoid all of that. You know, it's tough. It's everywhere. Things are very expensive. You know, I don't know the figures in terms of how much an average family would spend on Christmas, but I'm almost certain that's gone up year over year. And now with the increased pressures of the tariffs and gas prices and cost of living and that's so on and so forth, I wonder if the amount people have left to spend on Christmas could be a lot less. So that could be an added stress as well, where they're feeling maybe they don't have as much money to spend as maybe they once did.
I believe a recent survey said that the average Canadian spends about $975 on Christmas.
Yeah, that's a lot. Yeah.
While we say that Santa Claus is part of our mythology, our traditions, children ask for things. And what do you say to a kid when, you know, I wanted the fire truck or I wanted a pair of skates and that's just not possible? Could you give us some strategies around how we talk about that?
That's a very good question. I'm not sure I have the perfect answer, if I'm being honest. I have children. My children are grown up now. How would we approach that? You know, sometimes, you know, Santa doesn't always have the, you know, the most expensive gifts. He's not giving the most expensive, the most popular gifts. I think what's important to know is that every child is deserving of something, and whether it be small or large. And so, and he works hard and as does everyone else to ensure, you know, children aren't without.
Family gatherings can create some interesting dynamics. Yeah. What would you recommend to deal with family tensions?
Tensions itself, you know, again, with all the added stress and everything around the holidays, try not to let them get to you. Focus on the positives. You know, every family has their own dynamic, their own issues. Just enjoy the time with your family. It goes fast. The holidays will come and go. Try not to get wrapped up in any negativity around this time of year. Focused on the positives.
Are there ways to avoid unwanted topics of discussion or other behaviors to keep the peace during Christmas?
Probably not. If we're being sincere, there's may not be ways to avoid it other than, you know, at this time of year, you know, if you are looking at social media, if that you are looking at TikTok and you are talking to those family members that may stress you out, perhaps you do avoid it periodically for temporarily, you know, only go on it if needed.
We've talked about children. I'd like to take a moment to talk about adults as well, because they face a myriad of other pressures. I mean, depending on a job, there might be more hours and more stress. There's also Christmas parties, and then there's maybe possible travel to join family and to celebrate. What kinds of things would you say to people when those kinds of pressures start to push down on someone?
Well, I would just say take it slow. Don't overdo it. Don't bite off more than you can chew. It's kind of another saying. You know, don't spend beyond your means. Don't plan too much, because, you know, this whole notion of burnout that we mentioned a bit soon earlier, you know, it's not just around planning for Christmas and ensuring everyone's taken care of. It is about work pressures, family pressures, that balance, making arrangements to see family, to ensure your work is completed, to all the things. My one and only advice is to just take it slow. Don't take on more than you're able to at this time.
You mentioned earlier that it's important that we take breaks, that we get outside, physical activity. But could you also talk a bit about the role of alcohol and cannabis at this time of year and helping to manage?
Good one. So this time of year, I suppose, we do ingest or indulge, if you will, more at this time of year, I would think, than normal, as we're are gathering with work friends, we're gathering with family, we're gathering with friends. That does play a role in how we feel on the day to day. My one and only advice is don't indulge too much. Small quantities, be social. And it does come at a cost as well. So just self-care is important, not to indulge, because it's stressful enough at this time.
You mentioned also earlier the importance of routines, but what about managing the expectations of others? What could be some responses that people might have if they're starting to feel that people outside of them are starting to or put pressure on them?
Yeah, I mean, it could affect your overall mental health as well, right? So, as one's feeling extra pressures, perhaps indulging in substance use, it does eventually take its toll on our own well-being. And so, my advice would be to, have good sleep hygiene. Yes, get outside, get some exercise, get some fresh air, eat well, maintain that routine. Because, if we're not taking care of ourselves, we're not, and we won't be able to take care of others.
If it gets too much, what are the signs or signals one should be looking for that may mean professional help is needed?
Well, when that added stress is just too much, and you're feeling perhaps an exacerbation of already existing symptoms. You're feeling yourself getting depressed. You're feeling yourself getting isolated. You're not wanting to go outside. You're not wanting to talk to anybody. You feel, you have feelings of, you're not good enough. No one wants to be around you. They don't want to receive your gifts. Those sense of, low mood, or those types of feelings, could exacerbate a visit to a clinical professional to help deal with those symptoms and give you some strategies in which to manage them.
And could you give us some advice as where we might go for that assistance?
Yeah, so I mean, Coburg Hospital, Northumberland Hills Hospital, has walk-in services that they can access a couple times a week. There's various other community partners and programs throughout the Northumberland County, Campbellford Memorial Hospital as well, that I represent in my role, also has services as well to help deal with the extra needs or the symptoms that one might experience over the holidays. There's various other, as I mentioned, community partners and community programs as well.
Sean Senecal, I want to thank you so much for talking to me today.
Thank you for having me.
That was Sean Senecal, Interim Director of Mental Health Services at Northumberland Hills Hospital. I want to thank my guests this week for talking to me, and I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in today. Please join me again next week when we will talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life and Northumberland County. So please tune in. If you would like to listen or share this or any podcast, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. There you will find past podcasts, news, and other information about life and politics in Northumberland County. Or you can go to the radio station's website at northumberland897.ca. I'm Robert Washburn. Thanks for taking time out of your day to listen in, and I hope over the week you will continue to consider this. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more from Consider This.